It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
They get you going.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
They get you going.
That's a difficult thing to get through.
Every day.
That is 4 hours of conversation.
Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Forecheck, and that led to a good chance to get by Hathaway.
Yeah, and off balance was Tenorti. He's down and hurt. The referee sees that he is bleeding.
Wagner's going after Hathaway.
Yep. Hathaway came for the hit. Tenorti's back was turned to him, and it was just a face into the dasher and into the boards. And you see the result. Jared Tenorti off to get looked
at. On the left side, Hall scooped up by Smith. Centered, Krejci, pull and drag, shoots, he scores! That was a gorgeous goal! Pull and drag, he goes top shelf, 4-3 Bruins!
That was just awesome. The patience of David Krejci as he sat there. And I forget the name of the dude, but the guy from the Capitals just slid in front of me, just sat there and waited. And then Krejci's been excellent. That second line's been excellent. You may have two fully functioning lines right now, which has been a long time since you've had a second line that's been as consistent as this one. I know that Craig Smith is playing some of the best hockey. I mean, we've seen on that line in a while. I think 18 points in 16 games, John. Do I have that right?
Yep.
On top of that, you've got Taylor Hall back-to-back goals against the Ice. Already equaled his amount of output goal-wise from his time in Buffalo this
Everything
year.
Everything is different since the trade deadline.
It's really true. It's true. And it's not just Taylor Hall, even though Mike Riley did not have a very good game yesterday.
No.
He has been solid up to this point. But
what are you smiling at, Billy? What was that little look there? That was like, you know what that look was, Rich? That look was, you know, you guys don't know hockey.
I gotta
suffer these guys for about 10 or 15 minutes, and then I'm done. But this whole Mike Riley thing, they don't know what they're talking about. It's like every other guy, every other, you know, in the know hockey guy, like, oh, wait, now, you guys now, don't that know what you're
v, was
about.
That a V guys, or these guys are awesome smile, or a mocking?
No, it was not that.
Knaves, hockey knaves.
It was not that.
I think it was the preview. I think it was he was smiling because he was enjoying
it. Say you guys don't know what you're talking about. So, smirk. That was what that was.
That really wasn't. No, that was a.
You forget we can see you, Billy.
I know I don't. I can see you too. That was. I heard the Pasternak.
That's Sarge.
Okay.
That's Sarge right there.
That's Sarge.
Yeah,
that's Mike Riley.
We have to play that every time there's a Mike Riley play. Yes.
That's what I chuckled at.
Okay. If you say so.
Listen to Wallach trying to be a dick to you as he's been on the show.
That's what I do.
Joe Murray's shaking his head. He's like, yeah, of course he is.
I just think he has zero clue Sarges. That's all.
That is definitely not true.
Okay, so Billy, this team, huh? Trade deadline, huh? Pretty good.
No, but seriously, Billy, this is I don't even know where the hell we were. All right, just speak.
Start from the beginning.
Speak, Ubu. Sit, Ubu.
A team that changed 1 week ago.
Yeah.
It did. And you got to give credit to Don Sweeney and his scouts for coming through on many different levels, but also to the team for coming together quickly.
Yeah.
And how well that they've worked. Now, Bruce Cassidy said it best after the game yesterday. It's just 1 week. But if having that perspective, I think, is what gives this team a lot of hope. Because if this is just one week, and by the way, I still don't think Krejci and Hall have totally figured each other out yet. And that's not a negative. That's just real. Once they do, holy smokes, let's hope, as you said, Rich, the beginning, two legit lines. And when you see Krejci and Bergeron have the kind of games that they had yesterday, it makes you kind of, you know, it makes you feel good about, like that's in a 2011, 2013 type of performance. You know what I mean?
And they've done it. And you're right. It's only been like a week, but they've done these games. They've been impressive against competition that was kicking their ass all over the place. I mean, the Isles, they finally broken through with those guys. And we saw what the Cap, and obviously the Capitals game, the Bruins were beaten, battered, and bruised. But still, just the fact that, you know, I said this earlier, the term character win is thrown around way too often. But what we saw yesterday, that was a character win. And I like that, you know, more than anything, it seems like they're finding their stride, especially a guy like Craig Smith. Like, that's been a great story. I wish Pasternak would, you know, and that's the other thing. You know, who knows? Pasternak's waiting to explode at any moment. Would you put it past him, Billy, that all of a sudden he could just go on a tear like he did at the beginning of the season, just out of nowhere?
No.
You see?
No, especially on the power play.
Yeah. Yep.
The power play is an area that if you're going to start picking through things, you're going to say, like, they're getting some chances, but the entries aren't great. The set isn't always great. And yet those guys are so damn good on the power play when it's going that you know that a guy like Pasternak could start, you know, wrap him up.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I did like. And I know it's small, but it's not to me. I love this desperation play at the end of the game yesterday to get the puck out of the zone, the leads to the Marchand open net. I know it's not a goal, but it shows that he's where his head's at, and he's going to still do the right thing to get the puck out.
Ultimately, Billy, going back just to yesterday's game in general, watching these two teams play, I thought, boy, if these two teams play each other in a seven-game series, that's going to be a lot of fun. Both of them have incredible top-end talent, and now both of them have good goaltending, and now both of them have guys that you can't stand on the other side. You know, we played the Hathaway clip coming in. I mean, that he's an agitator. Wilson is next level hatred to begin with for fans here, because if you hadn't realized what he had done to Carlo before, now you realize what he is. I just think watching these two teams beat the snot out of each other is going to be fun for about a week and a half.
It could be fun if you're not one. I mean, it would be if you're a player, but it would also be heads up hockey.
Well, Wilson's a piece of trash. I mean, it's like, you know, we were talking about this, and John and I disagree, but I think we ended up kind of seeing each other's point. Is John originally said that Tom Wilson's the kind of guy that you would like, you know, on your team?
Yeah, if he's on your team, sure.
See, to me, I will give no praise to a player that plays as dirty as Tom Wilson does. It's like the same way that when Marchand used to be a guy who was the slew foot king.
And he was loved here while he did it. Loved here.
I don't know.
Yes.
I think
a lot of people,
cost them games. He would be suspended when you needed him. He perfected his game. He knew that he was too good to be that kind of player. And now we get the Marchand. And now Marchand, obviously, is one of the best players, better players in the league, the best player on this team. See, I'd rather have Tom Wilson be a guy that scored 20 goals and play with an edge instead of being a dirty player, because that could cost your team.
What Tom Wilson hasn't done yet is he hasn't had that Marchand epiphany,
yep,
which also could have been the hand of a teammate, the hand of a management. We know that he's been talked to by management, and he has found it. What I mean by found it, I mean that he gets close to the line here and there, but he doesn't cross it. Tom Wilson hasn't done that yet. I thought he actually got lucky yesterday that Sean Corrali was actually falling a little bit. You can make the argument that Ovechkin did. I think it was Ovechkin that caught him.
Yeah.
And he tripped a little or slid a little. And Tom Wilson, I think, got lucky. Because you could see him seek out that hit for a player coming into the middle,
yep,
with his head down.
No question. Yep.
And if I talked to players before, Tom Wilson has become a hell of a player skill-wise, but has not become a hell of a player smart-wise. And that's where he needs to be careful. His teammates do like him. They want him on their team. But he's going to hurt this team literally and figuratively if he doesn't get his head out of his you-know-what soon.
Sure.
He's got to be aware of it. He's potentially too good of a player to go there, which is the same thing people said about Brad for a while. And now,
yep.
And Brad is one of not just the best players in the league, best players in the world.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and that's what I was saying to Wallach. And I also... no one in this show was praising Brad Marchand when he was slew-footing guys or doing that. Matter of fact, we were pissed off.
But the fan,
because
my
he was
point
costing
was,
the team when he was too good for
him.
That.
Fans loved him.
They love him as an agitator and a guy that can get away with the little cheap shots.
It was
but not
part of the
like
package
that
people. No. While he was playing, he was part of the package that people like. Yeah, he does this, but he's our guy. He's really, really good. That was my point. I mean, I think Washington Capitals fans, however many of them there are, would say the same thing about Wilson at this point.
Enough became enough near the end, Wallach.
That's true. I don't know if Wilson is there yet or not. It sounds like what you're saying, he's close to it.
Well, he had a 7-game suspension for what he did to Coyle at the beginning of the season. Is that I forget which play? Brandon Carlo.
Yes.
At the beginning of the season. I mean, it's enough's enough. You know, you get one suspension this season. At that point, wouldn't you think that you're like, okay, I need to change my ways or I'm going to cost this team? And you're right. If he is a 20-goal scorer, you need those 20 goals. I mean, it's going to be pretty – you don't need to be off the ice. And I don't know. I think it's revisionist history to look back and say that people, you know, around here loved Brad Marchand near the end before he made that change. People are getting pissed off at Brad Marchand. He wasn't that guy. Even the licking thing. Remember how pissed off people got about that after a while?
See, I think that was enough is enough when that happened.
That was
because
the backbreaker.
That was just, wait a second, that's not a hockey play at all. That's so out of the book.
Yep.
And I think that's really what the incident, Rich, that pushed people to where you're saying.
Yeah.
But both players can be so impactful for different reasons. I loved what Marchand did yesterday. Yeah. Bergeron. And you talked about that creature. I just want to touch on this for a second. It was Dmitry Orlov that went literally for a swim.
Yeah.
It was like slip and slide. I mean, he went right by him. And not only did Krejci use the patience to go backhand to drag it in, he then goes short side on the goaltender Vanecek. He doesn't go
awesome.
Far side. As I said on the Morning Brew, I said that was like hockey wood, man.
Yeah.
I mean, that was unbelievable.
Like, how many players would have the patience? That's a veteran move. How many players would have the patience to do that? Because a young guy gets a hold of that, and they immediately say, you got to go now. But Krejci, right. It was like, you got to be in the league for like a decade to almost kind of be able to figure out, all right, wait, have that Zen moment. It was beautiful. It was poetry. Poetry in motion, it was. As they say.
Ultimately, though, Billy, now that we've seen these four games, and I hope things continue to get better, the trends are great, where do you think this team is? I mean, reality, they're in fourth place. They haven't Pittsburgh and the Islanders and Washington are still in front of them, but if they keep playing like this and they get Carlo and Grizzlick back, making that defense look really good, I mean, this team really is going to be a pain in the butt to beat in a seven-game series by anybody.
I would agree. And I don't want to get caught. I mean, I'm thrilled about the week. But you asked where they're going to end up. You're assuming everybody's healthy.
Yes.
We don't know. I mean, there's some guys that are beat up right now. How do they end up lasting in a seven-game series? Well, it depends how they go in. But I look at them. Look, this year they've been good against the Caps. They've been good against them. So I'm not fearful of them. The Islanders have some injuries now of their own. Let's see how that plays out. Mm-hmm. But this Bruins team constructed right now, especially with the fourth line with Lazar, that allows them to have that identity element that they didn't have against the Islanders that they were struggling against. And now the fourth line seems to have pushed the other lines to chip and chase more, dump and chase more, less east-west, more north-south. They're seeing that. They're pushing back the opponent. And I think that helps them against a team like the Isles. The Pittsburgh Penguins are an interesting team. They don't have Malkin. They're going to have him back, they say, in a couple of weeks. So he should be back for playoffs. They could be a tough out. But with all that said, if the Bruins are healthy and playing like this, I don't fear anybody in that East division going into the playoffs.
They can beat anyone. And that's good. And that's why this has been a nice run, is because it's been against good competition.
Here's the last thing. Coyle, DeBrusk, and Richie, assuming that's the line that stays together, and I got to think that it would be more or less. Yeah. They're better, but they're not where they need to be. And if they start going, because those other top two lines are going, then the locomotive is done. Then it's on the tracks.
That would be nice. I would like to see DeBrusk score a couple more goals there's no one more superstitious than that kid. Every time we have him on, it's like, I'm getting a haircut, I'm doing a longer stick, the next. So that would be nice. All right, we had Razor on, by the way, last week, who plugged your coffee podcast.
The Morning Wood? What's it called again?
Morning Brew.
Oh, Brew.
Brew. Come on, Joe.
Sorry, no.
The Morning Brew.
He said Hockey Wood. Maybe it's a new segment, Billy.
And it's BRU, I believe it is.
You are completely correct. That if I could do my best Sarge, I'd be like, and now you did that.
That's right.
Somebody say that.
I should pronounce it Morning Bra. Morning Bra. That's how it's spelled.
Yeah, Billy.
Since you guys
Joey, I like that. There's nothing wrong with a little bit of each of those.
Mm-hmm, it's all good.
A little bit of Hockey Wood, like that's a little true. Segment for you guys.
Hockey Wood, morning, nice. Bro. We got Hockey Wood.
Seriously, right. That Krejci thing was.
It was great. Mm-hmm. That's Hockey
that
Wood.
That was awesome.
It was pretty phenomenal. All right, Billy, good talking to you, man. We will talk to you again soon. And thanks for coming on. And morning, bro.
Uh-huh. Have a wonderful week.
You too, sir. All right, we'll be right back.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at bostonscores.org/Noah.
They get you going. They get you going every day.
He looks worse than me. Way worse than me.
Toucher and Rich.
And I don't look good.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Five of Sports Up, it's Touch and Rich. All right, we're about to do something that they tell you is a no-no in the radio industry. So all the consultants and Randy Lane, please, I apologize already in advance because we're going to jump around. There's like three, four things I want to talk about real quick. None of them are very long. First one is I usually would not want to take this call because sometimes I don't want to know how the sausage is made. But we have the guy on the phone with us who sent us the song, the cover of Def Leppard's Pour Some Sugar on Me that he wrote for a girl. So I don't want to know too much, but since he was awesome enough.
Yeah.
To offer up his failed attempt to us, I think he deserves a thank you at least. Okay. Joe, that was your Pour Some Sugar on Me cover?
Yes, I get the feeling that you guys didn't like it.
It takes a lot of balls to put it together.
I'll tell you what. I mean, listen, as I said, that's awesome for you. And I love people who can look back and go, oh, boy, what was I doing here? I mean, I do want to find out, what did the girl say when you gave it to her?
So I had been dating this girl for about 5 years when I made that song. And no word of a lie, after I sent her that song, I thought we were going to get married, but 2 months after I sent her that song, we were broken up.
Oh man. Did she ever mention it? Like after she got it, did she ever mention the song?
No, she didn't. But one funny thing about that song that has a show tie-in is, no word of a lie, I worked at a supermarket that a local weatherman used to frequent all the time. And I played the song for him, and he gave me the thumbs up to send it along.
So, would that local weatherman be...
Hi, everyone. How you doing? Yeah. My TV meteorologist, Al Caprilli.
Was that Al Caprilli?
That's not a guy you trust anymore. No.
It sure was.
Oh, it was?
I take advice from Al Caprilli.
How many years ago was that you made that?
It was about 15 years ago.
Okay.
I was probably 19 years old when I made that.
Okay.
I met my wife, she saw these guitars sitting all over the place, and she said, why don't you ever play... She still says it to me. Why don't you ever play me a song? And I say, you don't want me to play you a song.
Walk this way, you and me, babe. Hey, hey!
Well,
get an A for effort, man.
No, I mean, listen, I mean, more than anything, you got to shoot your shot. Sometimes, listen, it worked with one guy. The guy had the the Emily song, which I thought was going to be terrifying. At least you were just doing a cover. At least you didn't like put her name in the song. Correct. You would have had that sense in you to not do that, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Well, Joe, you're fantastic. Thank you for sending that cover. That was the most fun I've had in a long time. I don't mean to say this in a condescending way, but I was laughing my ass off. It was fantastic. So thank you very much. I appreciate it, Jim. Yes, there's the ending. It's where he gets tired and falls into his drum kit. All right, second thing. Because I have Joe Murray in studio. Joe Murray apparently during the break was... one reason I love Joe Murray is that he freaks out and is passionate about the most random things. Like things that I would have... I have no idea what he's talking about. I guess during the break, there is some like European soccer league that had Joe Murray flipping out, I guess, about some news that was breaking. What is going on, and why the passion, Joe Murray?
Dude, so there's going to be a super league that is going to be formed
Real Madrid, Juventus, Man United, Liverpool, like these teams are going to reunite, basically like be involved in a super league that's going to start in 2023. There was just a press conference that came
out. By the way, Liverpool is part of this. John Henry's team is part of this.
Yep. Okay, real quick, can I ask a question because I'm an absolute idiot and I have no idea what I'm talking about? Don't those teams play each other anyway?
They're the EuroLeague, yeah. So they're going to.
So what is this new league?
They're going to join a super league, and basically.
No, they're not in the same like. They're not in the same league. They'll play each other for like. Dan,
like
we need Dan O'Brien
right?
Here to be because okay. He's our soccer guy. To be more specific,
trying to figure it out myself.
No, but all these teams don't necessarily play each other in league play. They'll play each other for like the UEFA Cup or the Champions League Cup or whatever the case may be.
True.
Right.
True, yes, because the Premier League, which is probably what we're most familiar with here in the States because it's on a lot more television networks here, does not have a playoff round. You just play the regular season, and if you end up being the Champions League champion, that's a pretty pretty high honor. What they want to do is just take these teams to the next level. They're taking sort of the best of the best. They're trying to recoup a lot of the money that they've apparently lost during the pandemic to try and solidify. You know, because the other great thing about the Premier League is that you can be relegated out of it if you tank or if you fall in the bottom.
Exactly. I've watched Ted Lasso.
In the bottom. There you go, Rich. In the bottom, I think it's the bottom four.
And Dan, they wanted to start a 36-team format is what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
And now they're like, screw this. Let's get our best 12 teams and make a Super League. And it was just announced any team that is in that Super League, those players cannot play in the World Cup.
See, to me, that's a deal breaker.
That's a huge... Yeah, that's
you can't be doing that.
Well, why would they do that? Why would they shoot themselves in the foot like that? It seems like a dumb thing to do. I mean...
Money, bro. These guys make more money
But why ban them from playing in the World Cup? I don't understand that.
Perhaps it's going to take place in the summertime, you know, because if the Premier League is going on now and a lot of the other La Liga and stuff like that are going on now, maybe this Super League plays in the summer, and then you can't have in whatever year the World Cup will fall on. You can't be playing for your national team
because
you'll be playing for your Super League team.
I'm saying like it's hard to figure this out. But dude, I love the World Cup. That's like one of the things I look forward to.
I will watch it every single time it's on. And you're telling me the best players because that's where the best players.
I can't
play
see
for
Messi.
All of these teams: Messi, Ronaldo, you know, Neymar. They all play for these teams that are breaking off. If you're telling me these guys aren't going to play in the World Cup, why the hell am I watching it?
I only watch for America, which means I won't be watching anything.
I was just going to say three matches and out for you. Okay.
I'll probably not be watching it. But, I mean, that does sound like a decent solution. It sounds like it sounds like you had a bunch of idiots run the whole thing. Oh, Vuvuzela Festival.
Yeah. Vuvuzela.
That's enough Vuvuzela. I can't take it. Yes. Into that, I'll give you... That's what I say. Real quick, let's just go to Colin. Colin, just in like 20 seconds or less, explain this to me if you don't mind.
Hey, guys. Hey, I'll do my best. What these teams are doing is looking to take away the competition of having to qualify for the Champions League, which is all these other nations' top leagues winning a spot to play each other.
Okay.
So, what they're doing is trying to break away, remove the competition, and say, hey, these 12 teams are going to always be in this tournament. I think these games would go on the way the Champions League does now, which is between weekend games, which is happening currently. So my take, bad idea, love the Champions League. It is a must-watch product, and I want to see the opportunity for a little team to win their way in, but that's just
awesome.
Like Leicester City.
Thank you, Colin. I want to like soccer a lot. Like I really, really, really want to like it. It's just that every time the Revolution gets in like the playoffs, it's, as you said, a nil-nil, no-honk zone. Remember when all the cars...
I give you the no-honk guarantee, baby.
The no-honk guarantee. They would honk the horns when they scored.
Yeah.
It was like nil-nil.
Yeah.
So there's nothing happening there. I mean, I like Ted Lasso, so it got me even more into like wanting to watch soccer. Like, hey, all right, you know, maybe I can watch Dan Roach Jr. out there on the side. I'm having a bad product put in front of me every time. I even was supposed to go before the coronavirus. I was going to go to to see an FC Barcelona game. Mm-hmm. Like, that was like the trip I was going to take. It's one of my lifetime goals. I've always wanted to see, because I hear the crowds are insane over there. I heard there's nothing like that whole league when the passion for soccer. And it was like, oh, who are they playing? It was basically the Yankees Red Sox. I know because...
Oh, is that El Clasico?
It was El Clasico. No. It wasn't El Clasico, but it was... the other team. It wasn't El Clasico. No, it was El Clasico, now that you mention it. It was at the end of April. Isn't it usually the end of April?
I don't know. I'm guessing.
I don't know. But either way, I want to be into it, but every time I watch it, you know what it ends up sounding like? That. It ends up okay. just sounding like...
yeah, the Reds, baby. Nice little draw this
week. Yeah, that's right. Gustavo Bow, game-tying goal. I looked at it, sure.
Did you say nice little draw?
Nice
I don't want draws.
Draw. Well,
I don't want draws.
That's what happens in soccer, unless it's the playoffs.
I'm an unclassy American. Yes. I don't want to see that.
You like seven-inning baseball games?
I do.
Okay.
I like seven-inning baseball
games.
Actually,
I'm coming around to that, and
I
never thought I would
lot.
Be. Yeah.
Matter of fact, I would have no problem if they just changed all of them to seven innings, to be quite honest. Doesn't even have to be a doubleheader. I do like those games. All right. We will get to the stack right after Joe Murray and his headlines.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Kutcher and Rich.
That's got to be a soul killing exercise.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
If I have a sports hub, it's Toucher and Rich, and thank you to everyone who is sending in their audio to us. We will have some more of that to play tomorrow. A lot of people not afraid to live their most embarrassing moments on our show, and I truly appreciate that. We seem to do that almost every morning. So thanks for joining us. That's what we're all about. This was a story that came out over the weekend, and I know that, Joe, you have been someone who is... You've prided yourself on kind of being on top of this possibility happening, but Brad Stevens, it is now, according to Adrian Wojnarowski, so you know it's real, it was announced this weekend that he reportedly turned down a 7-year, $70 million offer to coach Indiana University. And that, I say, why didn't you leave?
Well, I wouldn't.
I love Brad Stevens. I love him to death, and I'm not one of these people who's coming out with torches and pitchforks. But, man, they come to you for 7 years, $10 million a year? What are you doing? Unless you know that Danny Ainge likes you so much that you can use this as leverage, but what are you going to get more than – like, how many coaches in the NBA do you guys believe – make more than $10 million a year? Doc probably does. He probably got just a little bit more than that to go play a coach in Philly.
You
got to
figure Popovich for a while there.
Pop probably did.
Did
Kerr sign it?
Yeah.
Spoelstra.
Popovich makes 11. Doc makes 10. Thibodeau makes 10.
Thibodeau makes 10.
Gundy makes 7.
Thibodeau makes 10?
Yeah.
Whoa. Like, what has he proven to, other than, of course, with the Celtics, like, what has he proven to earn $10 million a year? Like, that's insane. New York money. Was that a Dolan thing? Was that
of course it was a Dolan.
Yeah, so I'm going to be honest with you. So the reason why I've been on this one is Tom Crean was in Indiana a couple of years back. He got fired. He's now at Georgia. When that job opened up, that Steven should have looked at it then. And what happened was they went with Miller. Miller and his brother are under scrutiny for the last couple of years. That job though is not enough money. $10 million a year at Indiana. Listen, Indiana's not what it used to be. They're not getting the top recruits. Now, they still get good players. Romeo Langford was a hell of a player at Indiana. But
I don't care if you're the butt crust of college basketball. You get offered $70 million for 7 years.
No,
you go.
The job was probably North Carolina. And Hubert Davis has just been mold for that job, so that's why he got it. To me, if Brad Stevens goes back to college, he is a top, like Kansas just locked up Self. He is a absolute big program coach, and he can make more than $10 million wherever he goes.
Who's the highest paid coach in college basketball? Ooh, can you remind me?
Good question.
I actually don't know this. Yeah, wow. I'd like to know that because I got to think that, I mean, are they making more than $10 million a year for 7 years?
I'm going to say Bill Self, but I don't know the answer.
I saw that number, and that's astounding. And the only thing I could think is that Brad Stevens, there's an understanding. What's Calipari making?
Over the table or under the table?
Well, it says 8 years, $54 million.
Right, he makes $8 million bucks. Krzyzewski makes $7 million. Yeah, Wright, Villanova, $6 million.
You run if you're Brad Stevens.
Rick
to do that.
Barnes, $5 million. Chris Beard, Texas Tech, $5 million.
So this means that Brad Stevens very soon is going to be the highest paid coach in the NBA, right? That's what
I figured you'd have to think that, yes.
So, and I know it's going to make a lot of people very angry around here who obviously have been, clamoring for his head. But, that's just, I guess, the way the rest of the country thinks about
it. This is on Indiana, and I don't want to, crap on them, but, they should have got Brad Stevens before he ever went to the Celtics. And they went with Tom Crean. It was bad on them, and whatever. Maybe it's good on the Celtics here, but.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, if you are Indiana, and they wouldn't have offered him $10 million a year back then. They would have given him a significantly less.
Six, seven?
Well, No. The money like that wasn't being tossed around 7, 8 years ago. I think if Indiana came to you and Danny Ainge came to you and offered the job, he still would have come here.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that he would have wanted that challenge. It's one thing, to go in here and then go back to college because you'd be like, all right, it's not what I thought it was.
Indiana is the dream job for a kid like that, guy like that. I get a chance to coach
a kid to you.
I know, everybody's a kid to me.
Just laughing about it, though.
But ultimately, he still would have come to Boston.
Laughing about the Calipari money makes no sense. It says that he makes $54 million and everyone else makes like 15 or 16. Yeah. Like Calipari is making stupid money at Kentucky.
Yes,
he's
not making Brad Stevens money. I mean, that's crazy. But that's the first thing I thought is that he's got an understanding then the way that you've heard Ainge when he's on our show glowing about Brad Stevens. And, as I said, I'm on Team Stevens. I think that he gets a lot more crap than he should. This year was very strange at the beginning of the year, and I started to have my doubts. But I still don't think he's someone that you would want to move on from this year.
Funny how both teams, Bruins and Celtics, made moves and they've improved. Maybe they had to get rid of some guys or a shakeup. And we had Corrales on earlier, and he mentions we've seen less step-backs from Tatum and more to the basket. So something's changed here or something was said along the way because people were blaming the coaches. And it's not them, man. They got the players in there doing the right thing now.
Well, one thing also that unfortunately no one wants to hear as a fan of either team, there is something to be said for when does the real season start?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that attitude that a lot, especially in the NBA, there's a lot of that. Well, the real season doesn't start till after, the All-Star break.
I know, but the problem with that is, and I've always thought, I hear that every year, same as you guys do, the dog days of the NBA season are usually in January and February. It's a little later this year because the season started later, but the games you lose while you're kind of in neutral waiting for the good stuff to start will cost you a good matchup in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Always does.
Instead of facing Philadelphia in the second round and having them with home court advantage, maybe it could have been you.
But, John,
with
they
home
peak
court
too
advantage.
Early. You can peak too early. Yeah, We've learned that before. Sure. Look at, of course, the Bucks and things like that. All right. So, John Wallach, Joe Murray, you know how much of an aficionado of fast food I am. I am one of these people that, when given a chance, if I happen to be in the area of the Street of Dreams that you live near, John Wallach, I will sometimes double, maybe even triple dip on one different lunch. I'll go to Chick-fil-A and I'll get the Chick-fil-A Deluxe sandwich. And if there's a Taco Bell there, I'll go get three Chicken Soft Taco Supremes to go along with it. And maybe if there's a Wendy's nearby for dessert, I'll get one of the mini Frosties. Mm, you know, mini because I'm watching my girlish figure. But there is a new list. MoneyWise just came out with the discontinued fast food items that we miss the most. Ones that used to be on the menu list that are no longer made. McRib does not count. Because
That would have been my first guess.
Cajun chicken sandwich from McDonald's. They made a Cajun chicken sandwich. It was like a buffalo chicken. Oh, my God. It was unbelievable.
A Cajun chicken sandwich? How have I never heard of that?
Yeah, years ago. I went to Montreal, and I was on my way to Montreal. That's how I know. I bought like 50 of them on the way down. We took a bus to Montreal. We had 50 Cajun chicken sandwiches.
But that bus smelled good.
That's right. Dollar, too. $1.
Well, I think that the one menu item that I missed the most before I go to this list was, do you remember when Taco Bell used to have the taco salad that was in the shell of a bowl? And it was loaded with meat, cheese, and everything.
Yeah.
I would eat it like a giant nacho. I would pick it up and eat it from the side all the way through. And it was like one of the high dollar. It was like $4 or something. But if you had enough to get that thing, oh, it was phenomenal. That was the taco salad bowl that they used to have there. All right, starting at number 22, Wendy's spicy chicken nuggets. I thought those were still around.
Yeah, I see them every once in a while.
Number 21, the Burger King Cinnaminis, the mini cinnamon rolls. Yes, I remember those being pretty good. Right, at number 20, the Mexican pizza. I missed that one. I used to love the Taco Bell Mexican pizza. I've never heard of McDonald's beef fat fries. Never heard of that before.
No.
Let's skip a few because I've never heard of some of these. The Taco Bell Enchirito, which was basically like a burrito, but they put like sauce on top of it and cheese. Doesn't really look like anything special. How about the Pizza Hut P-Zones where you can
remember those? Yeah.
Those were pretty good. They were like handheld pizza slices, right? Like calzones?
Yeah.
$3.
Yeah, they were not bad. Then the McDonald's third pound burgers. You can ratchet up a little
bit. Get to what I miss, which are the apple pies at McDonald's.
Apple
they
pies
don't have
are
those
on
anymore.
This list.
They are? Where are they?
First of all, number 11 is the Arch Deluxe, which was delicious.
That's right.
The BK Cheesy Tots, which I don't remember them having cheese tots at Burger King.
Mm-hmm.
Dairy Queen's Mystery Misty, instead of a Mr. Misty, it was a one color but tasted a different color.
Okay.
All right. All McDonald's right. Fried Apple Pie,
there
John,
it is.
Comes in at number 8.
There it is.
Popeye's Easy Chicken Bowl comes in at number 7. The Angry Whopper at number 6, which just means it's got, hot sauce and onion rings?
Okay.
Coming in at number... Oh, wow. There was pepperoni crazy bread. Little Caesars used to have pepperoni crazy bread.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
All right. Was shoved with pepperoni. Crazy bread is one of the all-time great sides from any restaurant. And number 3, McDonald's Szechuan sauce.
Oh, that stuff was unbelievable.
They came out with that like a couple years ago because of Rick and Morty, right? Wasn't there a run on it?
Yeah.
What is it? Isn't it just like sweet and sour sauce?
It's sweet and sour and barbecue combined with like an aso sauce kind of type.
I've never had
that
before.
It was good.
All right. The Taco Bell Volcano Burrito comes in at number 2. That had lava sauce. Basically a burrito with hot sauce. Just put it on it yourself. And at number 1, the one as voted by however many people work for this website, discontinued fast food item that people miss the most, Wendy's Bacon and Blue Burger.
Mm.
It was a blue cheese bacon burger.
Mm.
Not on the list, the McMurray Burger, which
not
was
on
made
the list.
By... Only you, Joe Murray.
Not on the list. Remember the Taco Bell, the beefer? It was like a sloppy Joe.
Oh, I saw that. There was a. By the way, it was called a meaty beefer.
Yeah.
Which sounds kind of disgusting.
You've taken Joe to a new place the last 5 minutes.
Like his popcorn.
Joe is no longer with us here.
The popcorn chicken on that list, like. All right, and now I'm starting to think about this.
Where are you stopping on the way home, Joe?
The waffle taco, remember, at Taco Bell? Where'd that thing go?
Good.
I'm just
the triple-decker pizza from Pizza Hut.
I got all these places near me. Where are you stopping on the way home?
I don't know yet.
All right. I think Meaty Beefer was the name of an Andy Sidaris movie. was the sequel to Hard Ticket to Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
Ooh la la, miss. Okay.
It's a good thing we have 5 minutes before the next show comes in. Joe's going to need that long to stand up.
That beefy beaver.
Well, let's see a meaty beaver. Do you think that? You know, he's probably not like the best of us.
Let's just say we need to get out on time.
I never was into those frescata sandwiches from Wendy's either.
Very good.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's the second time this show you've lost me.
We gotta talk about something else for a couple minutes. you okay, big guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm good.
And then she called in, which was the best.
All right. I will play, you know, I'll play this one last time because it's worth listening to. So that Jake Paul fight this weekend, which nobody really cares about Jake Paul except for the $175 million, I think you said, that this pay-per-view, $50 to watch this guy fight. I mean, people have too much money. Jake Paul versus Ben Askren. And the best thing is that they got Pete Davidson to host it. And Pete Davidson was just fantastic because he gives zero Fs.
You could tell how professional this event is by them having me here. We are backstage at Jake Paul's dressing room, or locker room, if you want to call it that. And, you know, today's a really wild day for boxing because it just shows, you know, how low it's truly sunk. I think today proves the fact that if you have enough followers, you can truly do whatever you want. I mean, maybe PewDiePie will cure cancer and Charlie D'Amelio will become a surgeon. Who knows? Tonight, we have a bout between Ben Askren, who I don't know who that is still, and I've been reading up on him all week, and Jake Paul. And, you know, they both suck, but, you know, at least somebody's going to get hurt. Now, back to you guys in the booth. Some real announcers over there.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. I just love it. He's just like, I don't care. Just pay me. I'll just get out of here. I mean,
yeah. I'm an ass man.
Tomorrow's 420, guys.
Yeah.
420 tomorrow, baby. Yeah.
All right.
Do you want to do something special for 420? John, you're doing the game tonight, right?
No, I'm not doing the game tonight.
Oh, so you're going to be in tomorrow?
I will be here tomorrow. Yep.
Oh, very nice. Joe, you want to do something special for 420?
You got it, baby.
No, you come up with a 420 bit. I'll be fine with that.
All right.
I had a hard time getting high, and then I got high, and I was so high that I never wanted to do it again. So I kind of checked out. See, I was sucking the vape pen like a milkshake, and you're not supposed to do that.
No.
I was in my own hell chair for a while. All right. Thank you, Joe Murray, for sitting in this morning. We'll talk to you guys again tomorrow. Bye.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win. With FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to $16,000 off MSRP. You heard right. Not $10,000 or $12,000. We're talking $16,000 off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at TheBestFord.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special event disclosures for full details.